LAO mobile.
KO4 LAO, W4DJW, how are you?
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I saw a meeting invite. Did I miss a meeting?
Hey, dialed in with us. Joy, Jay and I were the only two there. All I did was go over the stuff that I had given you the previous meeting. And I recorded it, so if you want to listen to what we talked about. But I wanted to make sure that he got that information.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad. So I didn't miss anything. We've already been over it. That's good. I was worried that I didn't see it till after the meeting started or was over. And hang on a minute. I got a hung transmitter. Hang on a minute.
Man, that's not too bad. 2 weeks. On curriculum and, trying to pick up some other ideas about stuff, I would like to kind of get back up with you and go over some things that you and I talked about just so that we could figure a way forward here. I do know we're waiting on some documents to come in from some of the other states that have these state guard associations. Over.
Well, are you going to go to the Foothills Club meeting today? Isn't that today at 2:00?
Work is going to kind of preclude me from doing that today. I'm being pushed pretty hard to get some curriculum out, so I'm kind of on a tight schedule.
I don't know how that goes. I'm working on TDOA, time difference of arrival algorithms to calculate hyperbolic curves. It's taken a while. There's a lot of triangles in there that you have to work out and have to make sure they work in all four quadrants. So that's probably what I'll be focused on most of the day, so I probably won't be making that meeting either.
I was going to have to do a trip out west to and I was going to miss field day, but looks like I'm going to be around now. So I'm looking at joining the Greer Club and maybe joining them and helping them with their field day and hopefully maybe with our club as well. Over.
Well, I don't think if you've got time for it, I don't think you'll regret joining the Greer Club. They've got a lot of good technical information. They go really, really deep. A bunch of good guys, so I would encourage it. If you got time for it, you can learn a lot from those guys.
NY4G's been very helpful to me, and we do QSOs pretty regularly. And by the way, there's a big on HF. All the battleship museums around the country are having QSOs from their stations. If people are on the general portion of the 20, 40, 80, 15 bands, they can call and get have a QSO from one of the battleships.
That is a lot of fun. I used to enjoy that quite a bit. I don't do that so much anymore. If I spend all my time doing that, I don't get anything else done. But that is a lot of fun. I remember the first maritime mobile I got. He was out off of the coast of between Spain and France, up in that area, Morocco, I think is where he was, out in the water near an island over there. But that was pretty cool, making contact with a ship out on the high seas.
I think the whole hobby is just really fascinating for the international contacts that you can make.
Yeah, but you can spend all your time doing nothing but that. So you have to pace yourself.
Just being in this CW Academy class has been, just to keep up with the homework. It's like I'm back in college, you know. I'm having to juggle things and then there's always, well, did you do the homework? You know, there was always an accountability every time you have a class meeting. And then there's the extra homework. So it's not just the Academy's homework. It's all the stuff the instructor piles on you on top of that as well.
Well, that's good. That'll keep you focused. And learning CW is different than just having fun on ham radio. Learning CW is learning a new language, and learning a new language, it's got one major requirement: time. Right? It takes a bunch of time. I remember when I was learning foreign language, I was spending 8 hours a day, 4 hours my work time and 4 hours of homework every single day, and that lasted for 3/4 of a year over here and 1/4 of a year over there. So learning CW takes time. That's its major ingredient.
And I enjoy it very much. The big thing for me is just trying to get better at head copy, you know. I guess they describe it as a journey, and wherever you are, it's okay. You just keep working at it.
And it's a journey that very seldom do you ever get to the end of, because if you back away from it a little bit, you start, it's kind of like math. If you're not using it, you got to go look it all up again. That's what I've been doing with these hyperbolic curves, is having to go look up different ways of calculating different angles on non-isosceles and non-right triangles, just random triangles. And it's, if you don't use it, you lose it. CW is the same way. You'll get really, really, really good, and then you won't use it for a while, and you get really, really, really poor. And then you get really, really, really good, and then you won't use it, and it gets really, really, really – and it's constantly that way. I think it's that way for everybody. My dad taught CW in the Army. He was really good at it. But if he didn't use it, he'd lose it. It's just the way it works.
Yeah, that. Hey, listen, I'm at my the location I need to be at, so let me say 73 to you for now, but I owe you a phone call, and I'll get back with you soon.
All right. Well, have a good day, and stay busy. KO4LAO, W4DJW, clear.
4DJW, KO4LAO, clear.
WD8RON.
Go ahead, WD8RON.
Are you talking about CW? I just finished building a kit. It's called a K1EL Systems Morse Tutor Kit, Kilo 1 Echo Lima. It's a small kit, and it produces CW that you can copy and learn from. And it's real interesting. It's about, by the time you get to ordering it online, about $33. But real quick to go through some of the functions. It's a keyer speed of 5 to 99 words per minute. Built-in touch paddle with sensitivity calibration, 34 different commands, adjustable side tone, adjustable letter spacing and weighting, automatic letter space mode, memory with two banks of 5 slots, backspace supported on message entry, several keying modes, and power consumption is very low. It uses 3 AA batteries. And it turns itself off if you don't use it in a few minutes.
Well, that sounds like a very nice tool to learn CW, a nice kit. And especially if you have to put it together, you learn putting it together, and then you use it to learn CW. That sounds really good. I did the way I learned it was similar to that. When I learned it when I was a kid, my dad would sit across the table from me, and we would push the keyer back and forth to each other, and we'd both be sending, we'd both be receiving. And that's kind of like what that thing's doing. When you set it up, it's going to be sending, and you can adjust the Farnsworth spacing. You can adjust that, and you can really make it easier on yourself by getting that adjustment to where you tune it to your ears, and then learn it, and then go back to, you know, detuning it a little bit to make it more like you're going to find in real life. But it sounds like a really good tool. Sounds decent.
By 3.5 board, some soldering, but real simple kit would be good for a Boy Scout project or for a club project for individuals to build. The kit is on www.kilo1echolima.com, and it's $25. By the time I got it home, it was about $33. It took about 2 hours putting it together, and amongst other things I was doing, one of the features is it will send a letter. You repeat that letter. Then it will send, if you get it correct, two letters. You repeat those two, and so on up to five letters in a group. So you learn how to receive and send at the same time.
You're going to find it's a whole lot easier to send than it is to receive. Receiving's hard because you don't know what's coming. Sending's pretty easy once you learn the alphabet and the numerical and the punctuation. Sending's pretty simple. But you can get ahead of yourself if you got a CW decoder at all of any form. They make them many, many different forms. But they make them little handheld decoders, run off AA batteries. You can pipe it into your computer and have your computer decode it. There's a lot of different ways to decode it. But that's one of the things when I was sending, I try to send faster and faster and faster. And when you start sending too fast, your head tells you you're doing a good job. But if you look at the screen or whatever it is that's decoding it, you can tell, no, you're not doing such a good job anymore. You got to back down a little bit. Get it back to a little bit slower, get it back in order, and then start trying to speed it up again. But one thing you'll find that people aren't very tolerant of is people that try to send faster than they're capable. Humans are really, really good at decoding CW. They're better than a machine. So if a machine can decode it, humans can decode it easily. But, that's good. That's good. Practice on both, but spend more time receiving than sending, because receiving is the hard part.
For practice, you can download the instructions and whatever on it if you go to that site. It's called a K16-MTB, Morse Tutor Board, and that will give you an idea of just what it is and what it takes to put it together.
Well, sounds good. I'll take a look at that. I'm going to have to get back busy over here. I took a break to wash the dog. She was getting kind of scrungy looking. So I came back in here. I was getting ready to set back up and go back into programming. So I got to get back at that. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of hours. Anyway, good talking to you. I think you're the one that worked on that antenna that Chad built, that three element Yagi. Is that right?
On that one, I built a four element here, and he helped me with that. And I'm still trying to orient it to get the best a reception on stations. I have been a little bit disappointed in it because it hasn't picked up stations that I had hoped to.
Well, you're down in a valley on the other side of the mountains from, like, I'm on the South Carolina side. You're in North Carolina on the other side of the mountains over in the valley near Asheville or somewhere down in there?
Down in the valley, I'm halfway between Brevard and Roslyn, about a mile off of US 64, and about a couple hundred yards from the French Broad River.
Well, you're making it to this repeater really good. I don't know about the other repeaters, but this one, you got it dialed in there. Sounds really good. But I am going to have to get back to work, so I'm going to let you go. Good talking to you. Enjoy your Saturday. WD8RON, W4DJW.
Get that comment in, because I found this little kit would be real good and real inexpensive for people trying to learn to code. Thanks for talking. Out.